Hello, and welcome to Crossing State Lines. I'm Sherry.
I'm Joe. Did I scare you?
I don't think you scared anybody.
Okay, well, I'll try. So, we are on my porch once again. I think it's the first time, though, that we record an episode with the bug zapper on.
You are wrong.
In the dark.
You are wrong.
Yeah, am I?
Yeah.
Like, it's possible. I've been wrong before. So, we just... last night we visited Field of Screams. We did all four attractions in Field of Screams. It was myself, Danny, and Sherry. Three of us. It was enjoyable. There was something that could have been better. But we're here to talk about being scared, whether it's movies, maybe in real life, like in your house if you're scared, or your apartment if you're scared, like whatever. Mm-hmm. So, let's start off by like saying
what were you scared of as a kid?
What's that?
What were you scared of as a kid?
As a kid? That's a good question. I was scared of the dark. I didn't like the dark.
Yeah, same.
I mean, if I'm like, I shut the lights off, I wish I could have been like in bed and I could just like.
Yeah.
That's where the whole clapper thing came from. Like, you clap your hands twice and then like.
Oh, yeah, off. You turn the light off and you run and jump in bed.
Yeah. I didn't like that.
I was also thinking there's something under my bed when I was growing up.
And I'm not sure what causes that. What makes you think that? That's what I was afraid of. Also, turning light switches on and they don't turn on. Like that fucking, oh, it sucks. Sherry's just loving this shit right now because she's thinking this is cool. I'd like for this shit to happen. I don't like for it to happen. I guess it's just the type of reaction too. That you get. Like maybe I do enjoy it as much as you do. I just have a different reaction to it. I'm just gonna say something different about it.
Yeah.
For instance, perfect example. If anybody's seen the movie The Grudge. If you haven't, I'm not sorry. If you're gonna watch it, watch it in the daytime.
What about
the
it?
Lights on. We watched that the one night, or the one day. No, it was one day because during the day, because I was like, I knew you like watching scary shit, and I was like, let's watch a scary movie. I was probably on the influence of heavy drugs at that point because there's no other way I would ever say that. So halfway through the movie, we both fell asleep. When we both woke up, it was nighttime. And you were like, we gotta finish watching this movie. Instead, though, you started the movie over again from the very beginning. Because you were torturous and you hate me.
No, I am not. And that is not how it happened.
No? Okay.
It was Halloween. We had... went to a party at whoever's house it was, dressed up in our outfits, from the dog
Jerry
show.
Jerry Jaeger's place. Yep.
And while we were there, you were like, let's go watch The Grudge when we get home. I was like, you said it. You said it. I mean, you did do that ice luge, so yes, you were under the influence of whatever that alcoholic beverage was. So we started watching it that night, but I fell asleep. You're like, excuse me, no. You cannot fall asleep and leave me watching this alone. And then, so we turned it off. And then the next day, it wasn't until it started to get dark that I was like, hey, we need to rewatch that. And you were like, why couldn't we rewatch it earlier? It's like getting dark now. So I started it from the beginning. You're like, why'd you start it from the beginning now?
I want to I want to interject here a little bit and talk about something that happened at the cabin. Also because, like, we're going to be going to the cabin here in the next, you know,
cool.
few weeks.
Yeah, I'll be alone and, well, maybe my brother will be there.
Nah, you'll be there during the day. It'll be fine.
Okay.
But, so this cabin my grandparents have had since 1985. And I've been going there ever since. I've been going there ever since I was, like, 2 years old. 2 years old, 1985. Do the math. So we're going to be going there. We're 38, coming up on 38 soon. So a few years ago, I went up there. And I've never been there by myself. Never, ever been to the cabin by myself. And Jared and his family are coming up, like, the day after. So they're coming up on Saturday. I went up on the Friday. It didn't really make sense for me to, like, drive up there from where I was at, Mountjoy.
Right.
I'm already closer, so I might as well just drive there from work. So I did that. I didn't realize they wouldn't be there until the next day, so I did spend the night by myself in the cabin.
Uh-huh.
Could not sleep.
No?
Could not.
Why?
No. By myself, not enough noises that I could make, like fans or anything like that. Like,
not enough noises you could
no,
make.
Was
it was
like,
too
no
quiet.
There's no fucking way I'd go upstairs. Like, no way.
Why?
I would, like, it's. Why would I? There's a bathroom downstairs.
Right.
There's beds downstairs. Like,
well, so that freaked me out the time that we just missed. Was it what you just missed recently went? No. It was the time before. We, like, made the bed on the floor. That was when we...
Here?
No, at the cabin.
Oh, yeah.
It was before we made the big bed on the floor, and we just had, like, cushions on the floor or something.
Yeah.
Or, like, one of the mattresses on the floor.
Right.
I don't know. But we didn't even go upstairs at all.
No.
And while we were sleeping, though, or getting ready to go to sleep, was when I decided to think... Oh, somebody could have been up there. We're now sleeping. They come down, murder us, and whatnot. And this is all because of the true crime podcast that I listen to.
Yep.
And that's why we drank. It's also paranormal.
Thanks a lot, girls.
But, yeah, Isla, at that point in time... No, I didn't want to be scared because I wanted to go to sleep. But I kept fucking thinking about it and having crazy dreams when I would fall asleep.
Well,
I would wake up and fucking think about it again. And I'm like, God damn it.
And
then I had to get up and go check.
And the thing with The Grudge was we watched that movie on a Sunday and then, like, we had to, you left. I mean, you left me. So that's your fault.
What do you mean I left you?
So you, like...
When I went
You
to
went
fell
back
asleep.
Home. And
oh.
then on the, like, Monday night, I had to sleep here by myself. And had to think about The Grudge. So I was, like, freaked out. I did not like it at all. I was like... Where's the...
So, other than... the dark when I was a kid. Sharks were also a thing, and they kind of still are a thing.
What's the most afraid you've ever been? Like, I'm trying to think about myself right now.
I don't know. I might have to think about that for a while.
Okay, so here you go. I just thought about it. We played hide-and-go-seek in the funeral home.
Well, fuck yeah. Duh.
Yeah. Dumb.
We were telling my friends and they were like, what?
Dumb. Like, no.
Yeah.
That was stupid.
That would be pretty scary, too.
You don't even have to, like... You don't even have to have anything happen to be afraid of doing that. Because there was friends that were with me. And they went into a room. And... It had caskets in it, and, like, I couldn't see where they went, and I had to follow them in there because I was like, I mean, what else am I going to do?
Right.
And I just was, like, I was terrified. It's like, it's...
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, it's a funeral home.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I'm still trying to think of the scariest time, but... I don't know. There was a time when I was a kid that I scared myself out of the pool when I went underwater with my eyes closed and, like, thinking about a shark, and so you know, freaked out and got out of the pool.
I've mentioned this before, but, like, at the Stradford Pool, there was, like, paintings on the sides and the bottom of the pool.
Oh, you did say that, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, and the water moving made it look like they were moving. So when I jumped in, I love, when I'm in a pool, I want to jump into the pool. That's right. My thing. I don't
but
like
you
swimming,
didn't want to
like,
because you thought the fish looked real.
Yes. And moving around, like, they look real. And I don't know why. Like, I couldn't shake it. I just thought they were fucking real. But it terrified me. I jumped in, and I was like, all of a sudden, I was like Dane Cook when he, like, you know, drowning in the abyss. He's like, wants to get out of the pool. Like, you know.
Yeah.
That was me. I wanted to get out of the pool.
I don't know. I've got a lot of shit that happened to me that's been scary.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think the most scared I've ever been is probably when I was 9 and I watched The Exorcist.
Oh, fuck. That movie. Was that the kind of shit that, like, we watched before? Like, the freaking people pulling them out of the bed? Like, the kids are sleeping in the bed and they pull their legs, like...
It's... possession.
Like, the dog
it's
is...
It's like demon stuff.
Yeah, that shit, fuck. Oh, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I've already re-watched it...
Why would you do that?
...as an adult... I think I did it when I was like 21, and it was okay. So it wasn't that bad, but I think I'd be okay, like just watching it.
The scariest movie I think was when we watched that, like The Exorcist, the one where like they leave the dog outside and it gets killed, like and the lady like hanging in the tree. Like out by
the
water.
In the tree.
Yeah, like they're like the kids are laying in bed and the
oh, The Conjuring.
The Conjuring.
Yeah.
Fuck that. 20 times over.
That one was good.
That was really good.
That was good.
Yeah. If anybody wants to be scared, watch that shit.
Well, so
like Alone
in
the Dark.
The first
fuck
Paranormal
that
Activity got me real good, and I was staying at an ex's house at the time, and he kept his door cracked. Like, it doesn't bother me now, but like, that was part of the movie thing, and because it kept shutting the door or opening it or whatever, and I was like, can we either like have your door all the way open or like all the way shut, because I just can't have it cracked right now after watching this movie.
Well, and the house that I'm at, I've always been at since 2008. Was my great grandparents' place. They lived here, and there's a lot of like family ties to this house. I remember Jared the one time, like, I've lived alone in this house for a pretty long time. Most of the time, I've been here alone.
Has anybody died in the house?
No, and why would you ask that question?
Sorry, we're talking about scary stuff. I thought this had something to do with...
I don't want to know
scary
the to
something.
Question.
What were you getting to then?
Well, Jared mentioned something about... I was like, I hope you don't run into, like, Myrtle tonight or something along the lines of that. Something along that
moaning
context.
Myrtle?
Myrtle is our great-grandmother.
Oh, wow.
My grandfather's mom. And I'm like, fuck you, dude. Like, come back home. I'm like, fuck, like.
Well, I mean, my.
That's why I got a cat.
Apartment is haunted, and now even more so. Yeah. It sucks because Bailey is gone.
That.
I'm really alone now.
To Tuesday.
I'm really alone now.
Yeah.
Every time I see cat videos, I'm just like, God damn it! Is it time to get a new cat?
Are you hearing the zapper?
Yes.
I hope that's adding to the creepiness to this.
Oh, it's...
There are people who are freaking out. Sound of bodies. Fry.
No, ah!
Is that like...
I don't know.
So like... My trying to scare people in the beginning?
I don't know. Yeah. Let's get back to the Field of Screams because...
Yes.
The first one that we did, The Wasteland. Pretty sure that's what it's called, like The Wasteland.
Right.
Where you walk around like outside. It's kind of like an obstacle course. There's like little bridges and stuff.
Walking around outside is unmatched. Like, that is the best.
I had done it before during... It was still kind of daylight out. Do that one at night. Man, it was so much better.
Two things...
Oh my God, it was so good.
To analyze it, two things that get you. One is the lighting. Two, I'd say the maybe lack thereof sometimes. That's true. But like...
Well, the lighting was with all of them.
Also, like... The surfaces that you're walking on, they're uneven, soft, hard, moving. Like, remember that, like...
Yeah.
Was it a bus we walked into? And there was plates that actually moved.
Yeah.
That's cool because it distracts you. Like, anything that distracts you from what's actually happening...
Yeah, and then you look up and somebody's staring right at you.
Yes. Oh, yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, that was fun. Like,
yeah.
That was cool.
Love it. Love Halloween. So this is the second time that I've been to the Field of Screams. And I like it. The Asylum one is pretty good too. I mean, whatever.
As long as you go down the right door.
They didn't have that room before. The one that was like super trippy. I don't even know if I was moving forward or not.
We're like going down like, into
it looked
like
a grid and it was black and white and it was just lights flashing.
Are we going down underneath that like really low ceiling where we had to like crawl through?
Maybe. Like, I don't know, but there was a lot going on.
I thought that thing
it was really cool
like,
though.
Scarier, but it wasn't.
I liked it.
Well, we're crawling through that. Like, I thought somebody would come out like.
No, it just gets you all disoriented so then when you come out on the other side. There's probably somebody standing there staring at you. It does suck that, you know, it's... They can... Sorry, pardon my yawn. They can touch you, but you can't touch them. I mean...
And that adds to it. Like, that's like... When they can reach out and touch you, like... I would say... I would say maybe like 30% of the time it was actually like scary when they would actually reach out and touch you.
Yeah.
The bus, like when you're walking through the back of the bus and they're sitting there, that was freaking scary because you don't know like if they're going to get up or not. And it was so well or not well lit, whatever you want to say, like you know where you had to go. And you didn't want to go through there.
Right.
But, like, knowing that you didn't want to go through there made it
right,
awesome.
But you had to go through there.
Yes.
Like, that's the only way. Yes. And then there was a point in time in, I think, the Den of Darkness where I thought we were lost. I thought maybe we backtracked and went back So I don't know, but it didn't seem like there was a way out, and I feel like we just kept going through different exit signs and we weren't getting anywhere. And then we did actually run into, like, we opened a door and somebody was acting and she's like, nope, wrong way, and pointed and like pushed us back, remember?
Yeah, I remember that. We did that like three times.
We got lost, which was made it a little more scary, actually getting lost. Usually really good with direction, but when I can't see where the fuck I'm going and I don't know
where I am. Well, the guy scared us, and then we went a certain direction. Like, he was almost scaring us in a certain way. Like, it wasn't blocked off or anything. Like,
I don't know.
It was weird. But,
Well, we got out okay, obviously.
The nocturnal wasteland I thought would be different. I thought it would be a little more open. But I guess
that was the open one.
Too open because
that was the open one. The wasteland was the one outside.
Well, we walked through the bus.
Yes,
we walked through two or three buses.
What? Outside?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
In the
yeah.
one.
That was really cool.
That was the wasteland.
Right.
The asylum and the den of darkness were inside.
There was the one barn that we got stopped in that the guy was like doing experiments on stuff. And, like, he didn't even look that... Like, you had to get really close to him to see if his... Even had any, like, makeup or anything on.
He was just supposed to look like a mad scientist.
Yeah, and he did... He wasn't that scary.
Yeah, no, I don't think much happened in that one.
The lights and everything?
I thought something... I thought things were kind of come out of the tubes.
Like, I don't want to see anything when I go into, like, a barn. Like, just go through it with the lights off and then have the lights flashing and stuff. That would be really scary.
There you go. Yeah. Well, we need to tell them.
Right.
Because, I mean, it was fun to, like, sit down and take a break. I, like, cloaked up with my cloak and covered myself, so tried and getting they couldn't see me. But it inevitably made them come over to me more. But, yeah, the hayride was the least scary of everything. Bless you, bless you. Bless you. You good? Wow, I saw...
Did you see that?
I saw all of that come out of your mouth.
You're welcome.
That was scary. Coronavirus!
Oh, God.
That's something to be scared about. Let's get into Halloween.
Which is coming up here, like, the end of next month.
Depending on when we post this.
Right. I don't really,
Are you okay?
Excuse me. I'm good. Yeah. the dressing up thing, it's nice to have some encouragement with that, some help. I do need some, because, like, I don't, like...
Oh, I love it.
I don't... I'm not super creative, so I need help to, like, figure out, okay, what am I going to do?
We should also figure out what we're going to do for Halloween this year.
Yeah, we need to do that ahead of time. But once you do, like, think something up, and you're, like, in your costume... You feel so much better when you're there at, like, a party or whatever. Like,
so, I, like, I always, growing up, I swear, I probably dressed as every single Disney character princess.
Yeah?
Yep. I had a Princess Jasmine outfit. I had a Pocahontas outfit. I had, the Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Little red, orange dress or gold dress, whatever. Yep, I've done all of them.
Huh.
Excuse me. Actually, no, I don't think I did Aurora. Because
You know what, besides, like...
Now I like going as, something scary. I like to now be unrecognizable as myself for Halloween.
Yeah.
You know, the last Halloween was a little spoof. I just wanted to be a little cutesy and do some nails and be a cat.
I've done.
Just wanted to be simple.
Fred Durst, Kid Rock, and
prison
male stripper.
What about the prison thing?
Prisoner, yeah. I was forced into that.
Well, why don't you reuse that and I'll just be like a cop?
You do that. Like, I... See, I need something to run with. Like, what's our run with something? Like, I can, like, it, like dig into it a lot more. Like, the whole Fred Durst thing, I did 2 years.
I've done a skeleton face three different years.
Okay, what? How does he dress? What does he do? And then I'm into it. But if I'm not into it, like, I just kind of half-ass it. I just don't care anymore. I gotta blow my nose.
Alright, will you grab one of the blankets for me, please?
Sure, we'll do it.
So, I, with scary things, my brother was always, probably still, pretty sure still is, scared of spiders. And it was the funniest thing ever. My mom and I were upstairs. Okay, this guy's coming, driving way too fast around this turn. What is happening here? Jesus, sorry. I just had to look at them because they were going really fast. Anyways, so my mom and I were upstairs watching funniest home videos, and all of a sudden we hear this, the loudest pitched scream ever, ah! And then all these footsteps running all the way from the basement all the way upstairs to my mom's bedroom, and really, Danny starts panting and screaming a little more. He's like, ah, I was downstairs in the basement and I thought it was one of those fake spiders that you put out all the time, so I just went to go pick it up and it jumped.
Oh my god.
And so he was like probably a half an inch from touching it and it jumped, and oh man, it got him. And then
that's what they said.
There was another time that I woke up in the middle of the night to my top bed shaking. My top bunk shaking.
When and where was this at?
When I was a kid in the house I grew up at. Did you move the pen?
Nope.
Did that just fall?
Yep.
Okay. Where'd it go?
I don't know.
Alright. Well, so I wake up
the
next morning, and I was like, hey, Danny, like, you know you were in my top bunk last night, right? And this was after, like, two nights of it shaking and me looking up to see what was going on, and he was up there. And he was like, yeah, well, I saw a spider crawling on the bottom of my top bunk when I was sleeping on the bottom bunk. So he's like, saw it crawling across above his face and went to kill it, and it just fell, and he doesn't know where it went, so he doesn't want to sleep in his bed.
Oh my god.
So he was sleeping in my top bunk because he was scared the spider was still in there. There was I don't know if I told this story already, but the remote light switches that are like a big thing now, still the remote light switches, you know, you can,
right.
And the fan, it works for the fan too.
Yeah.
And we had just gotten them installed, and my brother didn't know that they were installed that day yet, and I was home first, and so I don't know why he always went into our parents' bedroom to watch TV. I think I did tell this story already, but anyways, so I'm fucking with him and turning the lights on and off from inside the closet, and he's freaking out. And he ends up at the end of the story chasing me around with a chainsaw after I continuously play Ding Dong Ditch from inside the house. Did you and your brother used to scare each other?
No, but I remember, like, I think we talked about this before because, like, you wanted to go to whatever place you looked it up and it pulled up Hell's Funnel.
Hell's Funnel?
I was like, ah, fuck, I know where that's at.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
we were
driving
back here. So, and it, like, they have the backtracking episodes for, you know, the whole story of the Hell's Funnel. Because we're not going to go over it right now. But, like, Hell's Funnel is a place around my area in Pennsylvania. Look up Hell's Funnel. There's a story behind it. Whether it's true, whatever. Like, the energy that night wasn't good. Like, we were there. And it was like, why are we here? Like, we're not. We all chose to be there. Which is ridiculous. Like, I don't want to be not around my friends.
I don't know if we actually, did we tell that story when we went random nutting?
It'd be a good time to probably, like, revisit it, probably, then, I guess. Like,
yeah, because I don't know.
So.
I actually got the random nutting thing from the podcast, and that's why we drink. And I was trying it out for the first time up here in PA with Joe. And,
thank you, by the way,
So, like, you put in your intention, or you think of an intention, like, you know, either I want a new job, or I want to see something crazy, or money, anything, literally, whatever you have in your intention, and then you hit the search button, and it'll find something. So, I can't remember what your intention was, but mine was unexplainable, and that's where it took us.
Yeah. So, I had to freaking drive there.
Haunted spot.
We drove twice there that weekend and once.
Well, because we went back again during the day, the next day, to check it out again. And see it from another angle.
We're not going there tonight.
No, we're not going there tonight. I'm not leaving this chair until we go to bed. Unless I have to pee.
Like that. So.
Again, scaring your brother.
Now we're on the subject of this. Well, yeah, we were there the one night, like, and on a couple occasions, one of the guys got their Jeep stuck or something, and we had to go back there and, like, get him, pull him out.
Oh, my gosh.
Fuck that 1,000 times over and twice on Sunday.
And it was dark out when this happened?
Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
So, I was dating someone, and we did a double date thing, and four of us went to this place where I forget what it's called. I forget exactly what it's called. I don't have my phone on me to look up either. But there's a certain it's Gravity Hill. Gravity Hill is what it's called. So, long story short, you come to a stop sign that's. Appears as though it's coming down a hill on a negative slope. And when you stop the stop sign, like, there's a guardrail on the other side where you merge onto other traffic. And apparently, like, people died driving through this stop sign and over the embankment.
Wow, okay.
So, if you look it up, it's a lot more detailed than the kind of bullshit that's going to come out of my mouth.
So, it's a downhill to a stop sign.
Yeah, so it comes down to a stop sign. Now, at the stop sign, apparently what happens is you go to the stop sign, you put your car in neutral, and the people that died in that accident will push you back up the hill.
What? Okay.
Now, this sounds nuts. This doesn't sound right. I was there. It's for real. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, it's...
This happened. You had.
I was there, and I was in the vehicle, and it happened.
You guys went backwards up.
Yeah,
the
because
hill.
I will never forget Derek Lively driving the car with his hands off the wheel, and in neutral, and just it was a Ford Taurus.
What about his feet?
I just pushed him back up the hill.
There was no gas sound at all.
No. There's all kinds of different theories there. You can see a video, Gravity Hill, Pennsylvania. Somebody trying it, like...
I want to try that now.
Yeah.
George, let's go there tomorrow.
Okay. During the day.
Yeah, fine.
That was scary because there's three other people with me in the car, and that, like, it actually happened.
Right.
It's like,
when there's other witnesses, like,
yeah,
it sucks, like, when you're the only one that saw it.
Yeah.
And, like, there was, so, I used to go to New York every summer with my one friend.
That's scary.
And her family, because they, did I say New York?
Yes.
No, I did not mean New York. I meant to say, fuck, I lost it. Onset, Massachusetts. And they had a house up there, and during the summer, her grandmother would go and sell her art. But it's the only house in Onset that was not rebuilt or anything like that. Still, like, original old shit. And it's haunted as fuck. And she had told me stories about people being pushed across the hallway, upstairs, almost down the stairs.
Nope.
And like, this, they're telling me this, like,
is there a place
in the van on the way up there. Like, yeah, usually guests are not really welcomed by the ghosts and blah, blah. I was like, cool, thanks for inviting me.
Is there a place in Colorado that has something like that? It was, like, where the movie was filmed that has, like, Jack Nicholson in it. Like,
The Shining?
Yeah.
I don't know where that is.
I think it's... okay, could be Colorado. That's freaking scary.
I forgot where I was.
You're in Pennsylvania.
Not now. In the story.
Well.
Shit.
Shit can be scary sometimes.
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
I lost it.
You'd be like, oh,
I can't
God.
Even remember what I was talking about.
We were talking about scary situations we've been in.
Yeah, I know. What did you interrupt and say?
I want to see, like,
No, but what did you talk? What did you say? Because it might help me get back on track.
Ooh.
You don't even remember what you said.
I don't remember what I said. No.
Sorry. Well, I think... Okay. Well,
some beeswax.
Tell me a scary story.
Okay. I'm not sure. I mean, like...
All right, well, let's take a pause real quick, refresh our brains, and we'll hear a message from our sponsor. And we're back. I remember my story, and... probably where we're ended after I'm done. So we're in Onset, Massachusetts, and we're staying at their house, and nothing has, you know, happened. The first night, me and my friend, we were sleeping in the same bed, and we went to sleep to a movie. Both nights. So the second night, we went to sleep to a movie. At this point, the movie is over, and it is now dark. I don't even think we might have had a fan on, I don't know, but I am sleeping on the bed where there's a rocking chair at the end and a window to my right. She is sleeping to where at her feet there is a door that leads to a little porch, and then by her head is the door to get into the room. So I hear footsteps in the house, and I just think it's one, I mean, there's a lot of siblings, so I just thought it was somebody walking around the house. And then I hear them come into our room, passing her, and I'm looking over and I'm not seeing anybody. And so as soon as the footsteps get close to my side, and that rocking chair started moving, I was like, dude, wake the fuck up. Did you hear that? Did you hear the footsteps? And she was like, no, stop touching my foot. I'm not touching your foot. And as soon as I said, I'm not touching your foot, she, like, curled up in a ball, like, just that I was waiting for her to wake up. She's like, do you care if I call for my mom? And I was like, no. So she's like, Mom!
Oh, my God.
So we slept with, like, the hall light on, and we put another movie on to play while we were going to sleep. And I was like, that was creepy.
Oh, my God.
Do you have any other scary stories before we sign off?
I don't. I mean, the hide and seek in the funeral home, that's pretty much tops for me.
Oh.
Yeah, nothing other than that. I don't like the dark. I don't like being alone. Like
that. Oh, well. We'll go and check out that gravity road, whatever, tomorrow. And then we're going to watch a scary movie tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Isn't Sunday the best day? Because then, like...
To watch football?
No, because then Monday, you'll be alone.
That's me planning for the cherries bullshit.
You know, I think one of the best parts that I had fun with at Field of Screams was scaring other people, too. I just had, like, a skeleton shirt on that, like, stretched really long, so I stretched it all the way down. It looked like a dress, a skeleton. And then I put my cloak on, and I was just walking around with my cloak wrapped around and the headpiece down, and just staring at people, being creepy. I like, scaring people's fun. I like scaring. Okay! Someone, somewhere is scaring someone.
Scared out of them.
Over State Live. Come to PA and watch Field of Screams. Sorry about those stupid tracks. Stay scary, my friends.
Scarily stupid.
Okay, bye!